Oh, yeah.
Well, I think this is a drag ass song, Phil.
Thank you very much for ruining it before you.
It drags ass, Phil.
Well, no, this part doesn't drag ass.
Yeah! This is all right, Mr. I like this.
It's a White House story.
What do you say? It's a White House story. Is that...
Well, this is Lion Fia, and this is a reggae song. I enjoy it.
A minute ago, it was a drag-ass song.
Well, I've changed my mind. Thank you.
On my knees to the Father, I pray.
All right, anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. How you guys doing today, huh? Everything all right? Things are good in our world, and we are here with you Monday through Saturday. You know, Saturday's our BSP-only show. If you don't have a backstage pass, Jack, then you're just letting the best part of the world pass your ass by. And I would very much suggest that you get a BSP. Robert?
Yeah, get a BSP by going to philhenryshow.com. And,
Where do you go to fill in? Because I told people to go there.
Gotta go over there. It says backstage or subscribe.
Yeah, I'll say subscribe. What are the people that you're talking to?
I guess I'm talking to a bunch of... What do you mean? What are you guys... Phil, you're supposed to,
Well, Bud's right. You know, it says subscribe. You'd have to be pretty, you know...
Well, don't use the word retarded.
Well, no one's using that word retarded, General, but you do. You would have to be mentally deficient, as you like to say.
All right, well, where is the subscribe button?
It's right there on the menu bar. You go to our website. It says subscribe. You hit that. You subscribe.
All right, well, that's that. So can you do you have gift subscriptions?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact, have gift subscriptions. And those are available there at our website. That's a very good thing, by the way, for Christmas, obviously. Christmas is coming up. And, you know, I don't need to remind you that Christmas is coming up, nor do I need to remind you that you need to buy presents for Christmas, nor do I need to remind you that I am giving you a pitch here for our website as a blind and gauche and garish effort at making you feel the Christmas spirit, where, in point of fact, I am simply trying to move product to make more money for my ass.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, my God. So, you, in other words, you're throwing caution to the wind, and you're just admitting to people that you are money-grubbing.
Well, Mark, no, I didn't... No, that's...
I wouldn't say that's money grubbing his way. That's doing business.
Well, I mean, there is a certain kind of... Excuse me, General.
Well, Margaret, you're getting it all wrong.
No. Excuse me, General. There is a certain kind of style and panache that one would put to a message such as that so that one does not seem as if one...
Yeah, as if one what?
Don't do it, Bud. God, don't do it. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me very much when I'm angry.
Yeah, one this, one that. Shit, the only one you're talking about. Never mind.
Yeah, it's a good thing you said never mind, because I was about ready to clock you so hard your face would be leaving town as your ass was saying hello. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Why do you applaud that?
It was a good line.
He knows the good stuff when he hears it.
All right, your face would be leaving town...
You know what? I don't understand it either.
Don't run it through your mind again, Phil. Just enjoy it.
All right. So go to our website, philhenryshow.com. Now, thank you very much for printing off this story. I can't see this print for love or money.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it is there it is. Margaret, you have the story, though, right? This is the 18 biggest box office bombs.
Yes, the 18 biggest box office bombs is a story on something called the Rich List or something. I don't know. But my question, my comment was on Twitter earlier. And I wanted to reassert this. This was about 15 million ways to die in the West. Do you know this film, General?
No, I don't know. What was it called?
15 million ways to die in the West.
15 million ways. I bet you one of them's watching a movie, for Christ's sake.
Woo!
All right, hold on. 15 Million Ways to Die in the West is the guy that did the TV show Family, that you like.
Oh, the Family Guy, I love it. I think that's the funniest GD thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Well, the guy that did that did this movie, 15 Million Ways to Die in the West.
No, I don't know. Well, why'd you tell me? I'd go see that one.
Don't save yourself the time and the trouble, because it is a smoldering, fragrant, it's hot, and it steams.
Well, what does that mean? It's smoldering, fragrant, hot, and steams.
Well, what do you think? Steams it up.
What do you mean, Star? You talking about cow shit? Excuse my French. You talking about a cow? I'm sorry, Phil.
I'm talking about cow flop. What a filthy mind you have.
Well, Margaret, I mean, you know, yeah, watch the language, General, but yes, cow flop, as Margaret said.
Cow, you're talking about, well, cow shit's different from cow flop. I want to make that point.
What do you mean?
Cow flop is the big, cow flop's like a cookie. It's like a round flop that flopped right out of a cow's ass. And it's, quite frankly, diarrhea. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, are you vile?
Oh, I see. I'm vile, but you compared a film made by one of the men that I think happens to be the funniest in this world to something that pours from a cow's rectum, doesn't come out solid, but pours.
Did I say pours?
You said it was flop. That means...
All right, I think we've got the description down. Now, the whole thing about this movie is what, Margaret?
Well, the whole thing about the film, 15 Million Ways to Die, it was on the... hold on for a minute.
Want some water?
Yes, give me some water, bud. All right, I'm good. The reason why it was on this list is because it was a fetid and corrosive stench that came from the combined, the large Hollywood rectum. All right?
No, I don't understand what you're saying, though.
What you're saying is it's on a list of this lousy movie.
Well, then just say that for God's sake.
I'm a writer, General, all right? I write. I write as I feel. I write as I see it.
Margaret?
I write as I feel. I write as I... Ow, God damn it.
Well, Margaret, you're punching yourself in the chest.
Yeah, it's it.
Don't you say I didn't punch myself in the boob. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to do it. Ow!
You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, but I don't like the way he noticed it.
All right. So, 15 Million Ways to Die in the West. What about it?
It was a terrible film. And the film has in it a couple of... What happened to this, Phil?
I don't know. We are suddenly very, very focused in here. I don't know. It's like something... hold on, folks. Oh, there we go. I had the... Wow, check that out.
Jesus, Henry, that's the most... That is vile.
What happened was we mistakenly hit a zoom on our camera, and so my face just got, like, really big, you know?
Well, yeah, and in some instances, that might be a good thing. With you, you know, all bets are off.
Thank you very much.
Bill, you know I love and respect you, but there are some things you can't see close up because it, quite frankly, is a frightening thing, all right?
Thank you very much.
What a baby, you know?
Hey, Margaret, how about if I said that about you? Your face close up is really frightening.
It would be rude and crude, and it would be a lie.
Well...
Don't say...
Get away from me.
You keep attacking him because he's speaking the truth.
How dare... Excuse me.
No, Margaret. You can't get away from, you know...
I have to go squeeze one off. Or do you want me to do it right here?
Go ahead.
Jesus, we always use that as the excuse, Margaret. What are you going to go in there? Do a Margaret flop?
I ask you to tell Robert. I'm not going to strike Robert because he's black and I'm a liberal, but I ask you to tell him to stop.
What did you just say?
I said I won't never mind.
Come on, Margaret.
I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to witness this. Phil Henry's trying to keep me from going to the bathroom. I have to go number two.
You made a BM.
Yes, I need to go BM and Phil...
Go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your witnesses.
That Phil let you go?
Yes, but he restrained me at first.
I never restrained you. I simply said don't leave the room if you're just getting angry.
Can I go now?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh! Yeah!
I'm sorry to make that noise, Phil, but Jesus.
Would you shut the door?
I'll shut it.
So, yeah, great. So 15 Million Ways to Die in the West. That's the name of the movie. And it is one of, according to Margaret, it's one of the box office flopperoos or something.
Well, this is an article. She said it was an article in one of the local papers or some kind of a paper that she reads. I need some water.
I need some water, General.
Thank you. It's some kind of a, what do you call it? Some kind of a Hollywood paper or something that she reads. I don't know.
Are we going to get Bob Bacon now and have our morning traffic or our daily traffic or our afternoon traffic or our nighttime traffic? Bob, how's it going?
Hey, well, right now we got the traffic out here on the island. You know, yesterday morning got a very big fire downtown Los Angeles, down passing. I was fancying, my pants were up. But I tell you, if you pull your pants up and go out here, you're going to see a girl who's standing at the sink there, and she's a sinker, and she's a sinker, man. You know, have you ever used your ex-wife as a sinker when you're fishing? And just get around and tell, hey, you over here at the South Bay, we got the train uptown. And I'm uptown, I weigh about 300 pounds right now because I've been eating nothing but coolers all day long. Go right now to Krispy Kreme, Bob Bacon traffic.
All right. World famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley's going to join us as she will be talking with Margaret here about this list. I think Bobby had a joke or something.
Yeah, it's not really anything on a list. She wanted to have a joke about it.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
So you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Oh, my God. Do you have to point that out?
Did you flush?
I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to flush, bud. I'm going to flush your life. I'm going to...
Hey.
Did I flush? I'll go back and check. How about that?
Don't do it, okay? We don't need to hear. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. As we continue here, we will have, I think, in just a couple of minutes, if I'm not mistaken, Bobby Doolin going to join us. And maybe we'll have the opportunity to hear some...
There, you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, I don't know what I'm happy for, but yes, I'm happy.
You're happy the toilet's been flushed.
Great. So what's Bobby going to do?
You were just mentioning Bobby Dooley is going to be on because she wanted to talk with us a little bit about the list. Dean Wheeler and what is her name? Emerelda, I'm sorry, dear, are also going to join us. To talk a little bit about, how things are going with Emerelda. It's all very fun, Phil. It's all fun-filled, and it's all a part of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There, do you feel good about that?
Yes, I do. And you know something? All the sarcasm in the world is not going to eradicate the fact that you came in here, started talking about taking dumps, cow flop, and everything else.
Yeah, just see, dude, you do that every morning.
No, I do not do that every morning. I'll ask you to have a care, or I'll walk out of here.
Wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened. Yee-hee-hee! Wee-hee-yow!
I'm here. Okay, Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association office there this morning, and we'll be talking with them here a little bit. Bobby, thank you. Now, the 18 worst movies of the year is something that Margaret often comments on. Why were you involved in this?
I'll tell you, Phil, it was a lot of fun. I got on the phone with Margaret last night. She said she was going to do the 18 worst movies of the year. And I said, well, Steve has the 18 worst movies of the year. And Margaret said...
Let me tell it, dear, if you don't mind.
No, I want to tell it. It's my husband.
Bobby!
I want to tell it. It's my husband. It's standing right here. It's my husband. Aren't you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm the husband. Technically, I'd be the husband, yeah.
I know technically you're the husband, and I'm not trying to get you not to tell the story, but you're going a little bass-ackwards here.
No, I'm saying there was a bad movie out last year. I asked you, is it going to be on your list?
Yes, and
I'll say the name of the movie. I said, is it Winter's Tale? And you said yes. And I said, is Winter's Tale on the list? And you said, yes. Well, it was standing here, and I said to it, Steve, Winter's Tale is on Margaret's list of the worst movies of the year. And it said to me, the only Winter's Tale that's on my list is Kim Kardashian's.
Yeah, I said Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
I'm sorry, Kim Kardashian.
Did Kim Kardashian's Tale?
Yes, isn't anyone laughing? Good God, I thought it was a very good line by it. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, I thought it was a good line, too.
Hey, Bobby, why do you call your husband it?
Excuse me, but I'm talking about a joke that Steve told that I thought was very good. And you're asking me what?
I'm just asking you why you call your husband it.
It's not a bad question.
It's what is it's what?
It's not a bad question.
It's not a bad husband, if that's what you mean.
No, the question is, why do you call Steve it?
The question you're asking me is what?
Okay, Bobby, never mind.
I got the line that I got off.
I thought it was a really good line that it got off, and I'm sorry that you have taken this as an occasion to make me feel like I'm worthless. And
No, we're not doing that, Bobby. I just wanted to know.
No, that's exactly what you're doing.
I wanted to know.
La, 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 la.
She's a child.
I know. It's quite obvious she's a child, you know.
Well, you're looking at me like it's my fault. God almighty, Phil. Am I going to get a break? Are you going to give a sister a break this morning?
Yeah, if I see one, I'll give her a break.
What does that mean?
You're not a sister. You're trying to pretend like you're a sister.
Robert, I mean that in a figurative sense as a liberal. I'm asking you, am I going to get a break this morning?
You've gotten all kinds of breaks.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to defend Bobby. I wanted to ask her why she called her husband it. You preempted that. Then we find out that the only Winter's Tale that Steve has any love for is Kim Kardashian's. All right, it's a good line. I don't think it's the best of the year, but it's a good line. Now, why am I angry?
Yeah, well, there you go. Why are you angry? You're on the defensive all morning long here so far.
Exactly. Why don't you just let us, do the show here, Margaret, and you can comment.
I don't know. There's things that are happening here that are very... They're giving me the creeps. You know what? Look, forget about Bud. Every time I look at him... But there are things that the two of you are doing. You and what's his name?
You're talking about me? If you say me, you can say the general.
I'm sorry, General. You and the general.
We're not doing anything here. It all started out with Cowflop, and it went downhill from there. Now, Bobby's line with the best tale of the... What was it?
The only tale that is... I think he said the only tale that's any good around this house is Kim Kardashian's.
But I said Kim Kardukian.
He meant Kim Kardashian.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, boy.
Yes, we're sure. All right, so that joke aside, Margaret Gray now, ladies and gentlemen, is going to talk with us. And by the way, I don't know whether or not we get Frank in here or not, but I think it's probably... It might be worth it to get Frank in here to talk a little bit about the... box office flopperoos of 2014 as we head to the end of this year. This is one of those things where I'm probably going to wind up here going back and editing this, you know.
And this is what you were telling the audience beforehand, that you'll go back and edit some things?
Yeah, I may go back and edit this. Here we go. Margaret Gray now with her, whatever you want to call it, her big, with her big Hollywood report. There she goes. Margaret Gray, folks.
Thank you very much, Phil. That was so professional.
I'm sorry.
Margaret Gray here with her big Hollywood report. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the big box office flops of the year are out. I don't particularly take any great joy in reporting on these kinds of stories. So many of my friends are in the film business. I mentioned that my very, very dear friends, Liam Neeson and Charlize Theron, were in a film that I had advised them not to do. I had gotten on the phone with both of them and separately, and I said, please don't do this film. I just don't think it's the best thing to do. Charlize said to me, are you sure? I said, I am absolutely sure. It's not you, dear. She said, well, it's a comedy. I haven't done comedy yet. I said, you've done comedy. I said, you don't have to be the star. And then Liam got on the phone. He was on the extension.
What's he doing on the extension?
Well, that's none of your business, God.
Just let it go, Phil.
Liam got on the extension and said, you know, Margaret, I feel I need to do comedy as well. I thought I would be doing comedy when I was signed to that Woody Allen film, and it was not comedy. It was a very serious drama. I was desperately disappointed. I said, Liam, just stop right there. Let's forget about where you've been. Let's talk about where you're going. Let's talk about where you're going and why you're going and what you would be doing once you got there, if in point of fact, never mind.
All right, so what's the upshot of this?
The upshot is that 50 Ways to Die in the West blew an ape long before it ever got greenlit by whatever studio decided to do it. I don't know.
All right, what are you doing?
I'm ordering my briefcase. What's it to you?
Are you all done with the report?
Yes, I am. What a clown. God, Phil.
God, it seemed like there had been some mental deficiency there.
It really did, Phil.
Okay, great. Let's get Frank Gray on the phone here. Frank is joining us from his office in Santa Monica, California, and he's going to talk to us about the big flopperoos. Frank, you've long time been in the film business, both as a... turn the music off, bud. Thank you. You've been in the film business as a producer, as a manager. Margaret just singled out one movie here. I mean, how many flopperoos weren't you going to deal with more?
My understanding is good.
Frank, I only need to deal with one. If you want to talk about some other one.
Well, the movie that they... I heard someone mention the Winter's Tale. Now, that was with Kim Kardashian, is that right?
No, that was not. That was another movie. It was a movie that didn't have Kim Kardashian in it. The joke was the only Winter's Tale that's a winner around here is Kim Kardashian's. That was the Dooleys.
And I don't mean anything, Phil, but you jackasses ought to pull your heads clear. Pull your head clear of it. Clear of your rectum before you call me up and bother me with it, because I don't...
Okay,
Well, Phil, do you blame him? Do you blame him for hanging up? Do you blame him?
Yes, I do blame him. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Well, I do. He was going to come on here and talk about... What is he talking about?
You're going to come on and talk about the big box office flops of the year along with Bobby.
Not with Bobby, with me.
I mean, I met with Margaret.
Then why didn't he?
Because you didn't tell him about Winter's Tale. He thought it was about Kim Kardashian.
Doesn't he know about these movies?
Yes, he does, Phil, but he doesn't pay as a close attention to it as I do. You know what? Just give it up. It's all right.
All right. Some of the other films that are on this list that I would like to tell you, do you mind?
No, I don't mind at all, Phil, but I'm asking you to just let go of the things that aren't working on your show this morning. One of them was the way you handled Frank just then. You should have said to him, no, Frank, it's not, and or you could have said, yes, Kim Kardashian's in that film, and we'd...
Okay, how about Temperance with Johnny Depp?
This is a horrible film. It's rotten to the core, like Krabby Appleton. And one of the reasons why Temperance is so bloody rotten is the look that Johnny Depp is giving in the promotional posters. I don't know what he's supposed to be. I don't care what he's supposed to be. But he has the look of a man who has undergone a brain transplant and, oh yeah, also had corn rolls put in. And I'm holding the picture up for those of you on Phil TV that can see that. There is Johnny Depp.
Talk about having corn rolls.
Yeah, he looks like it.
He does. He looks like a man that's gone... He looks like a man that's had a brain injury and had corn rolls weaved into his hair as a way of, I guess, enhancing his life. The other film that I think is a waste of space is a film called, and you mentioned it, Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club. Now, I don't exactly know what Tyler Perry is trying to do. Are black people like white women? Yes, they are. Are black women like white women? Yes, they are.
But you mean by black people are like white women? Black people are white people.
Yes, Robert, I know. I misspoke, all right?
All right.
We understand, Robert. Take it easy.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a big slip-up.
What slip-up is that?
Yeah, all shit was black people are like white women. You were trying to say black people are like women?
That's what it sounded like.
You're maybe like a woman, but hey,
come on. Break it up. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is Tyler Perry doesn't need to drive the point home anymore. I understand. Bill Cosby made the point very, very clearly. The obviously, black women, white women, it doesn't matter. We have the same concerns. We have the very same lives.
All right, did you see this film?
What is that supposed to mean?
I think there are some differences in this film between, let's say, single moms that are black and single moms that are white, and having to do more with just the work situation and...
You know, so I didn't need to see the... How dare you, Phil? You make me look like a racist because I didn't go see it.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking you. If you, I mean, you may be just sort of giving it the blanket thumbs down because it's a Tyler Perry movie.
Right there. That's what I'm talking about. That, you know, all you got to do is tell me it's a Tyler Perry movie, and I'll tell you right now, it's probably a turd in the wind. I wouldn't get downwind of anything Tyler Perry did. A movie? A cooking? I don't care what it is.
And why do you say that?
Yeah, why say that, General? Just because he's black?
No, not because he's black. Give me a break. Because he's Tyler Perry, that's why. The guy's a pain in the ass. Every time he turns around, he's got something new going on.
Well, a guy's a punchline to a joke, okay. But he's a producer. He puts his name on things. It is how he likes to do it. You don't dig it, all right? You don't dig it. But he, you know, he's not the first guy to put his name on stuff. You know, you look at Woody Allen.
Hold the phone. Woody Allen's Annie. Or what is that movie he did about the little girl?
What do you mean, Annie? You mean Annie Hall.
Who's Annie Hall?
That was the Woody Allen movie.
Well, whatever, doesn't he say the Woody Allen, here's one by Woody Allen?
Yeah, I mean, they say it, but they don't put it in the title. It's just a matter of style. That's all it is. It's a matter of style. I don't think it's anything that should get you wound up.
Look, the guy's asking for it.
Well, I'll give him that. I will agree with that. If you put your name on top of something, man, you are asking for it.
Yeah, right there, you're asking for it. You're asking for it when you put your name on something.
Yeah, right there, see? You're asking for it.
All right, I'll give it to you that he's asking for it. He is asking for it. When you say, hi, it's Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club, you know...
Yes, he's asking for it. I get it.
Wow.
God, Mr. Henry.
Wow.
He's asking for it. How many times you guys want to say that? So what about it? Is the movie good? Is the movie bad?
It stinks. Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club is a fetid, corrosive stench. And as the general so very, very adequately said, don't get downwind of this one.
Yay.
I'm Margaret Gray. The other movie here on my list, and this hurts me greatly because I like Jake Kasdan. I think Jake Kasdan's a wonderful young man. I think he's a wonderful young director. I know you worked for him, Phil, didn't you?
Yeah, on New Girl. I mean, Jake was not on the set, but yeah, he hired me.
All right, and so Jake has done a lot of good for a lot of people. One of the things that he didn't do good for anyone was the movie Sex Tape. Now, this also stars a man that I believe, Phil, you know.
No, I don't know. I was in a pilot with him.
All right. Why don't you just, you know, just come out and say, I don't like trying to work this in, Phil, for your ego, all right?
I didn't work that stuff in.
Well, I figured I'd mention it to in case you started screaming.
Yeah, well, I told Margaret, mention that Jason Segel and Phil worked in that North Hollywood pilot with Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow is the guy's name.
All right, Judd Apatow. Mention that so Phil's ego doesn't get bruised.
I don't give a damn if you mention that or not. It doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me whether you mention that Jake Kasdan is the you know, producer on New Girl. Doesn't matter at all. You know, I think that makes me look like a real chump. I didn't say anything.
Well, I said it so you wouldn't start crying, which is what you're doing right now.
Yeah, you are kind of crying about it, Mr. Henry.
I'm not crying about that. I'm crying about the fact that you guys are making... Just talk about it, okay?
Well, I hate to say this, Phil, for your friends Mr. Kasdan and Mr. Segel, but Sex Tape blows a hole. It blows a corral of donkeys. Now, here's why.
All right, hold on. You know, I get the feeling that you want to just single that movie out as a turd because of the names of these two guys, and somehow way, way back, I had this very fleeting and tangential relationship with those two. Not the men, the names, okay? I met and I talked to both guys, but it ain't like I'm pals, okay? And you want to start ripping this movie because of that?
No, because it really does suck, all right? Is that okay with you, Phil? There are some things in this world that merit stench as opposed to fragrance, and you're not even attached to them.
Yeah, but Sam, I mean, you know, I can't let your ego do that, you know?
Yeah, I gotta agree there.
Oh, you guys are full of shit, okay?
Holy Jesus.
That's right, that's what I said. You're full of shit.
All right, then I'll bypass Sex Tape. It was just a wonderful movie.
And Margaret, it doesn't make any difference to me. Just don't start ripping into things because you want to start embarrassing me.
I didn't say that. I was going to say that Sex Tape had its moments, that Cameron Diaz is lovely as ever, that Jason Segel is a very funny man, and that I think Jake Kasdan can make a great film if he puts his mind and his heart to it and stays away from... I think he does too many things. Like, he's producing television, he's directing a film, he's on the phone all day long, he doesn't really know what he's looking at. Oh, this is funny, this is funny. And then the movie goes to the edit, and you take a look, and he says, well, you handle that. By the time this thing came out, I'll bet you Jake Kasdan, if he's honest with himself, retched all the way home. I mean, was dry heaving out his window all the way home. Now, that would be, in my opinion, a very honest reaction to the film that he perpetrated on the rest of us. Ow.
Don't belt yourself in the chest like that.
Yeah, I was noticing it.
I'll bet you were.
Hey! Off of him. All right, so Sex Tape was no good. Is that it?
Yes, but I think New Girl's great.
Boy, that's what a Jesus Christ. What a cheap. That's as cheap as it gets.
I'm as cheap as it gets.
No, that was as cheap as it got. What you just said.
Next movie.
What?
Next movie.
Yes, sir. Mein Führer. Uber Storm Führer, Phil Henry.
Next movie.
All right, next movie is The Million Dollar Arm. This saddens me as well because this is also the great work of John Hamm. Now, we know John Hamm from Mad Men, and this was a film that was going to be his first big screen effort following the conclusion of Mad Men. And instead, he involved himself with Disney, always a bad move, because Disney is primarily a feel-good studio, so it's not going to take advantage of the sharper edges of one's personality, the very sharp edges of the madness, if you will, the cantankerousness, the epic, the ebb and the flow of emotion that we saw. I never saw Mad Men, so I'm...
You never saw Mad Men?
No, I didn't, Phil. I'm very busy. I didn't see it, so I don't really know what it... I didn't see John Hamm, but I'm assuming this is what...
Yeah, that's pretty clear. It's close to it.
Boy, that's... You talk about me.
Talk about you what?
You're giving me shit, and you've never even seen Mad Men, and you're giving me a whole rundown here on John Hamm.
That's right. I'm giving you a whole rundown on Hamm.
Yeah, I'm giving a rundown on a Hamm.
So you think I'm talking about beating off?
Hey, get off! Get away!
Come on!
I'll deal with you when I get... Bull.
Yeah, I'll bet. I bet you want to deal with me.
Kick his ass. John Hamm is a wonderful actor. A Million Dollar Arm sucks a donkey. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Shut up. What's so funny?
You? You're funny. All right. Thank you, Margaret, for that rundown on million-dollar arm and...
No, not on million-dollar arm. The big stink. Oh, God.
It's about the stinking movies, Phil.
Yes, yes. The bad movies that were out in the year 2014. Maybe we'll get around to the good movies. That would be nice.
Well, be nice if they mention some good movies. You see any?
I haven't seen any movies. I haven't.
Well, how can you say you haven't seen any movies? How can you stay in touch with your audience?
I don't know. I just haven't seen any goddamn movies. How about that? I wait, and I saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Did you see that, General?
Yeah, I watched that the other day, right after you recommended it.
I did recommend it.
You recommended what?
I recommended Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Now, that a good one, Sammy?
I hear it was pretty good.
I actually liked it. I mean, it was corny. It had a lot of cornball. And it was sort of,
Wait, are we going to sit here and talk about a film that you like after I got my... after I basically got my ass kicked all the way through these bad movies?
No, Margaret, we're not. We're going to talk about a movie that came out this year that I liked instead of all these movies you hated.
So I get to talk about,
Tell me a movie you saw this year.
All right, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
What'd you think?
It was good.
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
Anyway, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, yeah, that was good.
What did you see? Did you see it on the pay-per-view, or what did you see it on?
Yeah, I saw it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like how the ape, that one ape took the machine gun and those guys. That was bitching.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. I mean, if you're thinking about how an ape is acting like a monkey and all that stuff.
Yeah, the ape acted all monkey-like. Then he come up on the humans.
Well, you know, let me tell you something, my friend. If you think that would actually happen to a trained soldier, you're really out of your mind.
All right, well, I mean, the film, that's just one part of the film.
Yeah, I know, but these two are talking about when that monkey stuck up on the two guys and he machine gunned them, right?
Yeah.
Well, may I?
Go ahead. I think this is something General knows.
Go ahead, General.
In that particular scene, one of the apes that comes from the Planet of the Ape people, and they're coming up on the humans... And these two chokers, these guys weren't soldiers. They look like a couple of alcoholics that are blasting, with the machine guns and so forth. So anyway, this monkey creeps up and is acting like he's had some joy juice or something, right?
Yeah, the monkey was pretending to be a monkey as opposed to being...
What do you mean pretending to be a monkey? Was it a monkey or not?
It was a monkey, Margaret, but he was an intelligent monkey. He was an intelligent ape. It was of the Planet of the Apes.
Meaning it was like a human.
Yeah, it was like a human.
Yeah, and a Planet of the Ape monkey is way smarter than a monkey, than a regular monkey.
Oh, but technically it was an ape.
Yeah, technically it's ape.
What does that mean, technically? Was it a monkey or wasn't it?
It was an ape, yes. It's a monkey, but it's an ape-type monkey. It's a primate. It's a highly evolved primate. Chimpanzees, or as Margaret would say...
Yes, the correct pronunciation, chimpanzee.
Oh, for Christ's sake, what's a chimpanzee?
It's a chimpanzee. That's the way you clowns would say it.
All right, well, this chimpanzee. So you tell me this thing's a chimpanzee.
Am I telling you what?
They didn't know about the chimpanzee.
What is it? Is it a chimpanzee or what is it?
The chimpanzee, sorry, Margaret, is an ape, technically.
All right, that's what I'm trying to figure out. You know something, Henry? You need a vacation.
You really do, Phil. You're really wound up.
No, you guys are stupid, okay? I'm sorry, Margaret. You're stupid.
No, I'm not stupid. I'm confused like you.
Well, Miss Gray, you knew about the chimpanzee.
I know that a chimpanzee is an ape. You asked me how to pronounce chimpanzee, and I told you.
All right, so it's chimpanzee. I still don't know whether the goddamn...
All right, the chimpanzee's an ape. Does that help?
Sort of, yes. So anyway, this ape goes creeping up on these two clowns. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and you better get this and get it good. No fully trained member of the United States military would let some monkey... Some vine-swinging, banana-sucking monkey come walking up on you, going hoo-hoo-hoo and all the monkey things. And the next thing you know, he gets the drop on you and just empties a clip in you. Forget it, friend. It's not going to happen.
Well, it was a movie.
Yeah, I know it was a movie, but the way they had this chimpanzee, the thing took the machine gun, you know.
Yeah, it took the machine gun away and went, hey, you know, and killed a guy.
I saw it. I know. And I also realize that it's not a very realistic look.
Well, if it's not realistic, how then are people going to be into the movie?
See, that's the problem. If you want it to be realistic, it has to be believable. And if it's believable, Phil...
Margaret.
No, it has to be believable. And believe me, I've worked around Hollywood writers all of my life, Phil. Frank, I've been around Frank as he's been in writing sessions well into the night. And it has to have believability. That's what they call it. Now, when the ape took the gun and emptied a clip into that one redneck, the other redneck did what?
He got frightened.
Yes, yes, right there, he got frightened. Now, is that realistic?
It would be realistic, but no man, I'm telling you, that would never happen to an adequately trained human. No monkey, no gibbering chimp who's going, hee, hee, hee. Like, oh, man, I hated it so much. Those are the scenes that I hated. I got up, I had to go outside and walk it off outside.
Well, you're talking about a very... You're talking about the scenes where the monkeys were getting the drop on the humans with the guns.
Every time a monkey got the drop on a human, like that one ape, as much as he was the hero of it, that Caesar...
Yeah, Caesar, he was a good chimpanzee.
Well, whether he was good or not, Caesar was the monk.
Yeah, it was the monk.
Yeah, right. And so even that Caesar pissed me off no end. Man, I got home, and all I could see was that god...
All right, General, you know, taking it... That personally...
Excuse me, Phil, but I just saw you on camera go... You wiped snot from... Good God.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, you wiped snot from your nose.
No, I did not wipe snot from my nose. It was itching. Anyway, in Planet of the... In what the hell was the name of it?
I don't know. You're the one that saw it, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. The monkey, whichever guy it was, the bad monkey was Koba.
Yeah, right there. That was Koba, man.
Yeah, Koba was the bad monkey... But he was a good monkey at one time.
The monk? No, wait. In the land of the monkey, or what do they call it, monkey land, or whatever they call it.
Well, what is monkey land?
Where they lived. Right, Phil?
I don't know. They didn't call it monkey land. Where they lived is where they lived. They lived outside of the town.
Well, don't get squinching your face up, Phil. I don't know where they live. I'm trying to make sense of a world that makes a mockery out of the United States military. Buddy, have a care when you do that.
All right, look, General. Anybody with a brain knows that a well-equipped military is not going to have a problem with a bunch of monkeys on horseback. We already get that, okay?
Thank you. I'm glad that you said that.
The fact that you two numbskulls are talking about this makes... I think I'm going to laugh so hard I'm going to streak.
Well, Ms. Gray, you have no respect.
No, I'm going to laugh so hard I'm going to streak.
All right, hold on before you streak. Now,
what do you mean streak? Take your clothes off?
No, do I have to explain what I...
No, you don't have to explain. General, nobody is saying that these... What I'm saying is, in the movie, it was a very interesting scene where Koba, who was the monkey that machine-gunned those guys, walked up, and when they were threatening Koba, he went into his dumb monkey act.
Yeah, I was going to make them think that he was just a dumb chimpanzee, like the kind you see in a zoo.
Right, that's exactly right. He turned into a zoo monk.
All right, so now this is beginning to make sense. So Koba, he went zoo monk on them.
Yeah, when he went zoo monk, but you're not going to get the drop on a United States member of the military with zoo monk. It'll never happen.
Hey, can we use some English words here?
What do you mean?
I don't know what zoo monk is.
That's when you get the drop on a human. Boy, this guy, you know, Henry, I tell you what, get your head out of your whatever it is you get into during the daytime, fiddling with Candy Crush Saga or so, and get out into the world... And see what the world's all about.
That's right, man. You're right. I got to get into the world and recognize zoo monk, chimpanzee, all these things that are a part of reality.
Now, Phil, don't be sarcastic.
What I'm saying, Phil, is the monkey in the zoo.
I understand what Koba did. I was watching the movie myself, and the monkey...
Yeah, the monkey went up to him and was all...
Yeah, time's up. He's acting like a chimpanzee.
Right. And then when the guys are going, oh, look, he's a chimpanzee, that's when he did then and there, empty a clip.
Yes, and it was very violent, and I think it doesn't speak very well of the monk, or the monkey, or whatever you want to call it, Phil. I'm not trying to piss you off, but it doesn't speak well for the monkey.
You know, Margaret, you and the French pronunciations.
Well,
no, you with the French pronunciations. The monkey. The chimpanzee.
What's the matter, Phil? Don't you want a little bit of culture? It wouldn't hurt this program.
No, a little bit of culture would not hurt this program. Unfortunately, we ain't got any.
How dare you?
Margaret?
No, how dare you? I went to school at the Sorbonne. I spent 2 summers in Paris. I studied at the feet of Henri Jutte-Collet, who was one of the... What are you looking at?
What do you mean, study at his feet?
I studied in his classroom, okay?
Well, you see, you're talking to his feet.
He wasn't talking to his feet, man. She's in the classroom.
I'm in the classroom. I was there, and I recognized, I immersed myself, Phil. I swam in, I inhaled, I luxuriated in, and I moisturized in French culture, the center of the world. And when I say the monkey, or I say the chimpanzee, I'm simply trying to expose You jackball turd fucker.
Very cultured of you, Margaret.
Oh, stick it now.
Margaret, are you really pissed off?
Yes, a little bit. I am pissed off because when I say chimpanzee or monkey, and the monkey, which, by the way, the monkey is not only... Here, let me... Get out of my chair, bud.
Well, you weren't going to be sitting here.
Go sit back where you belong.
When I say the monkey, I'm talking about the monkey in, if you want to pronounce it that way, the monkey in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. The monkey is also a rank. It is a level or a rank in one of the smaller kingdoms there in Europe. I forget which one. If you're a monkey, in other words, I knew and I was very conversant with, and I introduced Frank to monkey Conrad Heischelman.
What country is this?
I think it's Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein? Oh, yeah, that's a country.
What's that?
It's a country, okay.
What is it?
Oh, Liechtenstein. I'm sure. What a dumb name for a country. Yeah, I come from Liechtenstein. Blue, blue. Blue, blue, blue.
Oh, what an ass. I gotta hit him just at... Hey!
Do it!
Come on.
That's what it is.
Monkey is a rank in the royalty of Liechtenstein.
Conrad who?
Conrad. Phil, don't wave your hand like he's some slob. Like he's a ball player. Conrad who? Monkey Conrad Hans, I think was the name.
Yep. But I'll tell you.
What?
That's not made up.
I was going to say, that's about as made up a name as any I've ever heard.
So you're calling me a liar?
No, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying this Conrad Hein, or whatever his name is, lied to you.
Don't say that to me. Please don't say it.
Look, Phil, I know all about this Conrad Hein. This ass had a love affair with Margaret.
Excuse me.
Margaret?
How dare you?
Now what?
She told me about some guy, and Bud and Robert, you keep your big fat mouth. She told me about a guy she knew one summer out of school. She went over to Liechtenstein. She met this Conrad, what's-his-face. He said he was a monkey of the Liechtenstein royalty.
So what did he do, break her heart?
That's my understanding, yes.
Well, all right, Margaret, come on.
Shut up!
It was great. I'd make you some coffee.
You did it, man.
What do you mean, I did it? She brought it up.
All right, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Margaret. I really am, and I can only tell you that I've... Here she comes.
I'm back, only because I'm a professional.
Margaret, I'm very sorry, but you did bring it up.
I didn't bring up Conrad. I brought him up, but I didn't say I had a...
You brought up the name.
I didn't say I had an affair with...
Did you... You...
Did you yes, I guessed the words out. Yes, we had... 3 months of some of the greatest, most memorable times I've ever had in my life. The intimacy, yes, and the sex. And the sex was jaw-dropping. It was, oh, baby.
Pretty good, huh?
You guys, you don't even know the half of it. You guys, you remember the Greek who was eating the sandwich?
Yeah.
This beats that. This pounds that into the dirt. This takes the Greek eating the sandwich and sends it where it belongs. Into the sex dumpster.
Wow.
Yes.
So this was the big love of your life.
This was it. This was going to be it. I was going to be a grand dame monkey. And he was the monkey of Liechtenstein. And then I found out later, and only later, that he wasn't a monkey at all. He was simply a duke, and there was no such thing as a monkey.
Well, then why did you sit here and try to prove to us that there was?
Because I was embarrassed, all right?
Yeah, see, this guy sold her that he was a monkey because he didn't want her to find out who he was.
He didn't want me to trace his name.
In other words, he was trying to dump you.
Fuck you.
Oh, baby!
You know, Margaret.
No, fuck you.
All right, so we got,
Well, there's another skeleton out of the Margaret Gray closet.
And I'll thank you not to mention it to Frank.
Gee, I guess maybe he's listening to the show right now. How are we going to do that?
F it.
So, hey, you know, Margaret, your life is your own.
Phil, I'm looking at you on Phil TV right now, and you look like a sweating slob. You look like a sweating Steven. Oh, God, you look like you stink.
Well, I don't stink, do I?
No, but that doesn't mean you won't start.
I am soaking wet. It's hotter than fucking here, man.
Well, hey, don't look at me, friend. You ought to get some air conditioning. I told you to get air conditioning in this dump years ago.
Well, I'm not getting air conditioning in here. for a couple of months out of the year. It ain't going to happen. All right, sports fans, thanks so much for being a part of what we like to think of as the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I do appreciate you guys joining us. We will be back tomorrow, 8:30. Well, who knows when we drop it, man? We'll be dropping it. Excuse me for using the word drop. We will be dropping it, though, tomorrow on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll give you some more updates on our TV project. Don't forget to join us at our website for a BSP and, of course, our pre-show and our Saturday show and, you know, all of our archives. Everything that a BSP gets you and more, backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And, by the way, Christmas time is upon us, so utilize our online store for all your Christmas shopping needs.
Yeah, that means Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police Shirt.
And that's right, the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police. Why don't you get one of those, and that maybe he'll improve the people in that organization, because Santos is a criminal. A criminal in my mind.
Anyway, get a, Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
The world famous Phil, I'm doing this under protest. The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. You can all, you know what, I'm sick, I'm disgusted with all of yous. Me out of control, I'm more fire, she want in her soul. She say more and more and still she grown. And still me multiply more, got me want to just hold, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life? Girl, me want to just squeeze, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life? Squeeze, yeah. Around, yeah. Tightest hold me ever get in my life. Sweet little daddle, yeah. Tightest hold me ever get in my life. Oh, me hide them try and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In a despair, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl who take care of me. Me want a girl who can wine for me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Show me that you can turn. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want for you squeeze, yo. Put me things all around, yo. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Around, yeah. Like this world we ever get in my life. Love, yeah. 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 Yeah.
And I'm as long as it come to come. Man's on the path or something.